Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Sarah, thank you for being patient. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Sarah. What's going on with you today?
Excuse me. Well, I had called you way back in November. If you recall, it's still crazy that I'm still talking about it, but I called you because I kicked out my boyfriend because he was, I kind of smoking pot.
Okay. Remember? Yeah. Well, there have been several of you who called with that particular issue. Yeah. It's not unfortunately all that uncommon, kiddo, but go ahead.
No. So I've been going back and forth with this guy for quite some time. Getting back together and then breaking up, and more of the reason is the first time around we didn't do it right, but we truly do love each other, and mm-hmm. when I'm with him, I don't want to leave him. There are some things in his life that I have a hard time with, but I've learned to accept.
All right, well, wait a minute. Let me just get some idea about how long the two of you have been together, how old both of you are, stuff like that.
So, 34, 33, year and a half, almost 2 years together.
Okay.
And so the first time around, he didn't really treat me that well, and a lot of that just had... not making excuses for him, but some of his personal life stuff, finances and job, et cetera.
What took so long to figure this out? I mean, presumably if there are lifestyle issues. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, presumably if there are lifestyle issues, you may not know in the first couple of months, but you're going to know. Certainly, I mean, were the two of you living together, not living together? What's the deal?
For part of it.
Mm-hmm. How long were you living together?
Just 4 months.
Toward the end?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's sort of extenuating circumstance in that if you're not living together, for example, if he's going to smoke pot when he's not around you, all of a sudden if you're living together, he's going to say, look, it's my house. So, why can't I smoke pot here? And so that may take a little longer to figure out.
Yeah.
Were there other issues?
He has something on his personal record from smoking pot.
What, was he arrested?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, yeah. did you know about that?
I did know about that the minute he said it on our first date.
Okay, so what was the issue then?
The issue was is I accepted that into my life and to be his partner, and he didn't treat me the way he should.
All right. Well, then tell me about that. Because if he's treating you well, the pot smoking might be overlookable. If he's not smoking pot and he still treats you badly, then I mean, he's still treating you badly. Yeah. So you're not honing me in on this.
Yeah, so now he's done a 360, but before, he wasn't very supportive and didn't always...
All right, listen, my dear, Sarah, take a deep breath for a minute.
Yeah.
So you've been apart for how long?
About 6 months, but we've been communicating still.
All right, so when's the last time you either saw him or talked to him?
I saw him this weekend.
So what was the time before this weekend? I mean, I don't understand what being apart means. You're not living together, but how often did you see him before this weekend?
Probably every 3 weeks or so.
Well, were you sleeping with him during this time, or were you having sex?
On occasion, yeah.
So what's... So I'm not sure, how do you view it as a separation?
It's not a very good one, obviously.
Well, it sounds like you're kind of in limbo. You're neither together nor apart, which, is...
Yeah, and my main question today is, I can't shake the guy. I do love him, but there's some people in my life that wouldn't be very supportive if I let him back in mine.
Well, but that's because you complained about him to them. So that's that's certainly not an uncommon thing, but it's a secondary kind of thing. If they get all their information or most of their information about him from you, so if you stop bad-mouthing him, then, I mean, it's one of those things to be careful about, that when we go to our friends and say, oh, he's terrible, he's not supportive, he's such a creep, then we're surprised when they don't like him, which is silly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a secondary thing. Presumably, they're not going to keep you warm at night. And if he does, then what you do is go to your friends, assuming that we could work out the relationship with this guy, and say, look, I was kind of an idiot. I bad-mouthed him, and I probably didn't give you the entire situation. But, I need to, I want him back, and I understand it may take a while for you to trust him again, but this is my choice, and, I really don't want to, I don't want him out of my life, and I'll make you a deal, but if I badmouth him at all, that I'll, I'll give you $20, I was kind of an idiot about it, but I'm an idiot no longer, and I don't, I want him in my life, and I want you to accept him, and so, look, your friend's opinion about him is secondary to your opinion about him. But, so let's go back to the major thing. We've already talked about how to deal with your friends about it, which is to go and say, I was a jerk, I probably exaggerated. I was being my drama queen self. And I'm going to take him back because this is what's changed about him for me. And, I'll make you a deal that if I ever badmouth him again, I'll give you $20 and let it go with that. So let's go back to the major issue, which is, what are your issues with him?
Well, to touch on that, I'm not nervous about my friends. I know they'll accept them. It's more my immediate family, my mom and my sister.
Same issue.
Yeah.
The reason that they don't like him is because you badmouth him, so you can say, I was playing a drama queen.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to take him in instantly, but he makes me happy, and this is what's changed. It's the same issue. So we need to go back, Sarah, to the major issue of what's your issues with him at this moment.
I just think I'm scared that the future he couldn't provide maybe the way he should or support.
All right, so wait, stop. Don't throw the kitchen sink at me. Let's do them one at a time. So does he have a job?
Yeah, he has a job.
What kind of job does he have?
He's a broker in the food industry. It's a good job.
Okay. When you say you're not sure he can provide for you, what does that mean?
Because the thing that's on his record, I am nervous that it will cause him not to be able to get other jobs in the future, but he just told me that he can get it off record in September. And so...
Well, I mean, so you could wait till... it's already August, so you could wait and see if that happened.
I know. Yeah. Yeah,
but what's what's on his record? What is it specifically?
It's a felony for marijuana, and where I live now it's legal, but that's not the point. He was doing something illegal.
So when was it put on his record?
10 years ago.
So when did he get the job he's got now?
3 years ago.
Well, so obviously it was not relevant to getting this job.
Yeah.
And the issue about pot, I mean, I agree with you, it's illegal. And, I mean, certainly, number one, the penalties and the legalities surrounding pot have changed radically in the last 12 months, which doesn't change the reality, as you pointed out, that 10 years ago it was illegal and it is a felony.
Yeah.
But number two, it didn't prevent him from getting the job he currently has, which you're telling me is a good job. And number three, that it's going to be expunged in September. I don't know on what basis, but let me put you on hold. So come back. You've got a couple minutes to make a conclusive list about what's making you uncomfortable, because it sounds to me you're circling it as opposed to focusing on it. So see if you can focus. I'll be back to you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's got certainly not an uncommon phenomenon. She's been with a dude for a couple of years, and they really care about each other, and they have a hard time staying away from each other. But she decided that he was not really appropriate for her. Is he still smoking pot?
Occasionally. But, you know, I don't see a problem with it, you know, on a Friday night if I'm going to have a glass of red wine and that's what he wants to partake in. And more so is if there's a time and place, you know, there's a time and place for everything when it's appropriate.
Right,
and I live in a state. Oh. I live in a state now that it's legal.
Okay. All right. So your major issue, and let's just make sure that there aren't other issues popping up here, because is the pot smoking? But what you're saying is that basically, if that was taken care of, everything's okay as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, there's just a couple things in his past.
Well, all right, let's go. Well, no, we are. You're, all right, what else?
Yeah, there's a couple other things. He, I'll just tell you, I'm a pretty strong, independent, educated woman. Might not sound like that from what I'm telling you, but before his current job, he did get fired from a job.
Okay, why did he get fired?
He made a mistake. It was in a store and ate a sample that he shouldn't.
What kind of store? What kind of sample?
A grocery store.
And what did he eat?
I don't know exactly. Like a nut or something from the bulk department.
They got fired on that basis? How long? How old was he? And how long ago was it?
About 4 years ago, so late 20s.
I thought you said you guys were in your 40s.
No, he's 34, I'm 33.
Got it. Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, you know, just...
Well, no, wait a minute. All right, so he was 29.
Yeah.
So he ate...
Yeah.
He got fired. There must have been something else about that. That would make me a little suspicious. I mean, and...
Yeah.
Look, smoking pot 10 years ago would have made him 23, which means he's kind of an idiot, and it certainly was a felony. And so, first of all, if that's an issue, that either he's telling you the truth about it being removed. I don't know how you do that, but either he's telling you the truth or he's not. If he's telling you the truth, it goes away in September. If he's not, then he's a liar, and that's an issue. Or he was misled. So that one you can afford to wait out a month, okay? And I probably would wait it out a month because it's going to be haunting the relationship, and you don't need to be a stinker because you're being suspicious if, in fact, he's telling you the absolute truth. And if he's not, I mean, so I just wait that out. So I would say let's wait till after, you know, September, whatever it is, all right? So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the issue of getting, I mean, 29-year-olds do not get fired for eating a nut. How long had he been at the job?
A long time. I'd say five plus years.
There's something else going on there. And I'd want to say, look, and you know, I'd make a list of this. Because you don't want to, you don't want to, if you want this relationship, you don't want to continue to go back to him and whine at him. Because it'll poison the relationship. All right, so number one, we wait till September. That either, and you don't have to even sound suspicious about it. You said, look, that's great. Let's wait till September to deal with that. In the meantime, it sounds to me, since you've been honest enough to share the fact you got fired, it doesn't make any sense to me that after 5 years of employment that you get fired for eating a nut. So I need to know more of the story about that. And my guess is he wasn't eating a nut. He was probably smoking pot in the storeroom. But you don't need to. You don't want to be his mother. You're not a human breathalyzer. He needs to tell you the truth about it. If he's telling you part of it, then you need to, because it just doesn't make any sense. You don't fire a 5-year employee for eating a nut. I mean, you just don't.
No.
It's just,
all
right, so that's number two. What else we got going on? Number three, the issue. I think the issue about his job is kind of a non-issue because either, number one, the felony conviction will be expunged from his record, which I can't imagine, but nevertheless, at which point it's a non-issue. And the point is that it was already in his record when he got hired at a good job now. So I think that's a non-issue. That's not a fair thing to hold up to him. All right, what else we got?
The other thing is, you know, when he did get in trouble to get a felony, he had one credit left from graduating college, and he still hasn't finished that credit. And I just was born and raised, you finish everything you started.
Is college important to what he does?
No, but that to me, I don't. To me, it's not really about the education, and you know.
Listen, I hear.
More about not accomplishing, finishing something.
Well, honey, he's never going to be you. He's never going to be you. And you're going to have to accept that. Presumably, he may be more relaxed than you are. He may be more fun to be around than you are. But he's not going to be you. And the fact is that you grew up with a set of rules. And either you need to understand that he's never going to be that. He's never going to be as meticulous as you are. He's never going to be as goal-oriented as you are. And either that's not okay, at which point, cut him loose. Let him go, because you're going to drive each other crazy. Or it is that you can see that these are some the issues, but you can accept that he has a completely different world for you than he is. And you and I might agree, but you and I probably wouldn't have gotten busted for smoking pot with one credit left on our degree. So it's important to him, and he'll do it, or it's not important to him, and he won't do it, but it's his issue. Now, if his issues drive you nuts, then you should cut him loose. If his issues, you can make a distinction, and it may be that your parents are going to say, I can't believe he didn't finish college, he's only got one credit, and then you're going to have to make that argument to them, and you may want to keep your mouth shut about what you view or what your parents are going to view as his limitations, because you live in a country where parents don't choose mates, kids do.
It's my life.
You've set it up. Presumably, most of the stuff they know about him, they've learned from you, especially the negative stuff. So either you need to stop doing that, or understand that you want a guy that you can take home to mom and dad, that mom and dad will be very pleased about, which is not him.
Yeah.
It's never going to be him.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else we got?
Yeah. That's what I got.
That's all right. Well, anyway. I probably wouldn't have put it in exactly those words, but so here's the deal. I think what you need to do is decide that either he's never going to be the uptight stockbroker, make sure that there are nurses' corners on the bed. It's just not who he is. So either that's okay or it's not. But expecting that if you nag him enough, he'll do it, it's not going to work.
No, you're right.
All righty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's but I think you can certainly take, so you can see that the real issue here is not so much him, it's you and what's okay for you and what's not okay for you. And if it's not okay for you, then I mean, listen, you are who you are, and you're allowed to be that person.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think before you take him on about this, I think you need to have a little bit of time for yourself to sit down and say, yeah, this is, this is okay or it's not okay. So so decide first where you are in it, and then you can talk with him about it. If you talk with him about it, you may need to apologize, you may need to be clear, or you may need to understand what the compromise is, but you need to understand where you are on this before you talk with him, okay?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Call me back if you need me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to TryPlated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries, if you aren't home, your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that it is, 855-993-7569. Day in history, Missouri was admitted as the 24th U.S. state in 1821. Actually, one of the we got in a discussion yesterday on the weekend about classic novels, and somebody was talking about Moby Dick, and they said it was written in 1636, and I said, no, it wasn't, 1850, somewhere around in there. They said, no, it was first American, and I said, no, listen, think about, in 1636, we were talking about Jamestown, right, where we're 100 years from the American Revolution, And the whaling industry hadn't started then. That was, you know, sure, it was 1850, Herman Melville, I knew that. Do not mess with me about Trivial Pursuit. All right, in 1846, the Smithsonian Institution was chartered by the United States Congress after James Smithson donated $500,000, which was a serious amount of money at that moment. But why wouldn't they just call it the Smithson Institution? I mean, Smithsonian implies that it was Smithsonian who gave it, right? I understand that it's now, what does that make it, an adjective or something, but still, if I were going to have something, I would want it the Brown Institute, not the Brownonian Institute, right? You don't want the Hillonian, you want it Hill. So I think he should get some of his money back. Have you been to D.C.? Have you seen the Smithsonian, the castle?
I have not, no, not yet.
Yeah, you should. Washington's a great place to go as a tourist. And it's I mean, the fall is really the best time. And people go in the spring for the cherry blossoms. But the fall is really the best time in D.C. In 1948, Candid Camera makes its television debut after being on radio for a year as Candid Microphone. Alan Funt. Did you ever see Candid Camera? It lasted, I think, until, what, the 80s? Lasted for a long time.
Saw bits and pieces of it, yeah. Replayed.
But the whole idea of it, I mean, as a kid, I thought it was wonderful. As an adult, I'm thinking, what they were trying to do is humiliate people.
Yeah.
I'm a little less... You know, we're talking about changing your past, and I think one of the things that I think humiliation doesn't really work for me nearly as much anymore. And zoos, I loved zoos as a kid, and I don't anymore. I think those animals, even like the Bronx Zoo, where they have... They're not really caged as much. It's still not nearly the space. And so for a while, I liked aquaria better. But if you think about it, fish have the entire ocean to swim in. So, I don't like the idea of caged anything. So I don't support zoos and aquaria anymore. I know. And, you know, sort of having people see them and preserving them and education. I don't like them. In 1949, Harry S. Truman signs the National Security Act Amendment, streamlining the defense agencies of the United States government and replacing the Department of War with the United States Department of Defense. I don't know if you change the name of something if you actually change what it does. I suppose it sounds more politically accepted. It's nice to know that in even 1949, people are trying to be politically correct, right? We don't have a War Department. We have a Department of Defense. Creates wars. I don't know. I mean, okay. 1977, Yonkers, New York, a 24-year-old post employee, David Berkowitz, son of Sam, is arrested for a series of killings in the New York City area over a period of 1 year. I didn't realize he was that young. Did you?
I did not know he was that young. No, I always thought he was older.
I did too. Do you know why how he got arrested?
That I don't remember. I remember
a parking ticket.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how they got him. A parking ticket.
I'm trying to think because I remember the movie Summer of Sam, movie Spike Lee directed. I saw that when I was a lot younger, because in the late 90s when it came out, and I just didn't the ending of it and how they caught him always escaped.
Parking ticket.
Hmm.
Which is a little, I mean, the good news is, I guess, that law enforcement is really meticulous. The bad news is, if he hadn't had most New Yorkers don't have a car. Of course, he lived in Yonkers. He didn't live in the city.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the tax evasion was Al Capone. I mean, it's the bad, you know, that people are caught by being sloppy, I suppose. Which is, if you're going to be a crook, you better be a little obsessive compulsive. 2000, that was a joke, folks, and some emails. In 2003, the highest temperature ever recorded in the United Kingdom was 101.3 degrees Fahrenheit in Kent, England. That doesn't seem all that hot anymore, does it? It's the first time the United Kingdom has recorded a temperature over 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
I mean, gosh, they get that in Phoenix.
We get that.
Times of summer.
Hello, bring it on. You know, we don't care. Yeah. We get that in the middle of winter. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an island, but still.
Yeah.
All right, in 2003, this is kind of a romantic story. I'm not sure I knew about this. In 2003, Yuri Melnichenko became the first person to marry in space. Doesn't say who he married. because that's one of the times where I think he was an astronaut. I don't know if she was with him in space or not. It sounds like not. Let's see if we can find out. Oh, and we discovered the issue about the 2008 that March 11th in 2008 was a snowstorm. I thought it was the stock market, but it was a snowstorm. Yuri Ivanovich Melnichenko became the first person to marry in space when he married Ekaterina Dmitrieva, who was in Texas. So I didn't think both of them were there. Well, he was 240 miles over New Zealand on the International Space Station. As of March 2011, Melnichenko ranks 10th for career time in space due to his time on both Mir and the International Space Station. He looks kind of like a cutie pie. He's 53. It doesn't say if he's still married. He was in space for 641 days, 11 hours, and 11 minutes. That's basically almost two years. There you go. They have one child. Presumably at some point he came back to Earth. That was a little joke. So there you go. I don't know how romantic that would be to have my groom in space. I suppose, you know, for a lot of guys, that's probably the perfect wedding, right? They don't have to buy anything. All they have to wear is their astronaut suit.
I wonder what the marriage certificate says as far as, like, location. Because, you know, they always have the location on there,
yeah,
where you were
married. The city or the state. Yeah, maybe planet Earth or something. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. It's for guys, right? They don't have to worry about buying a tux. They don't have to worry about. I guess they'd have to do a ring, but they don't have to worry about their best man. They don't have to worry about flirting with the bridesmaids. We get calls like that. We got calls like that today. They don't have to worry about dancing with their mother-in-law. They don't have to worry about first dance. I mean, clearly, guys, this is the way to do it. All right, so that's. I just thought I'd point that out. We just had a family wedding, so I'm sort of tuned into. Those kind of things. So he's the first guy to marry in space. And speaking of marriage, we've got a story that sort of seems companion to that. The headline is just one of those ones that you just want to eat with a spoon. A newly married man sues wife for emotional trauma after seeing her without makeup. Now that's a marriage that's doomed. He's Algerian. He married the woman. They just spent the night together for the first time. He claims to have been shocked by her appearance the morning after sleeping together. He is suing his wife for fraud and psychological suffering. He's suing for $20,000. He said she looked very beautiful and attractive before marriage. See the email that we got today? Maybe it's from Algeria. Maybe that's why he didn't include the phone number, because it would be long distance. He woke up in the morning and found she had washed the makeup off her face. He was frightened, and he thought she was a thief. Man, I hope she takes him to the cleaners, literally and figuratively. There you go. All right, so I have to tell you a story about this just because, I don't know, because, so at one point, I had a friend from Texas who was staying with me, and she was leaving, and I was going to go work out. So I had, you know, I had my leotard on and had my hair up in like 14 ponytails and had a sweatband on. And she said, "You're not going out like that, are you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, I live downtown. I'm just going to walk over to the gym." And she told me the following story. She said that she had a friend who was engaged to this wonderful man, and he was sweet and rich and nice and everything. And one day she went to the grocery, or she went out to pick, I think she went out to pick up the newspaper. And she had her hair in rollers, and she didn't have any makeup on. And he happened to be coming by to surprise her, to drop something off. And he saw her like this, and he said, and she never heard from him again. And she said just like that, and she never heard from him again, like it was the moral of the story. And I just cracked up, and I said, well, thank goodness she got a, you know, that was a close, you know, a near miss. That, I mean, what does it mean to love a woman only when, I mean, that seeing her in her hair and rollers without makeup, and she never heard from him again. Maybe they were all Algerian. 855. There's a story in this for it. There's a moral in this for us women. Yeah, I'm going to go there. 855-99. Marry somebody in space. 855-993-7569. You don't know when he'll drop in on you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. So every once in a while, there are news stories that sort of give us information, or at least give me information, of which I was completely unaware. For example, the idea that the Pentagon for years has sent out directives about how to deal with global warming. I didn't know that. Manny, did you know that? That the Pentagon... So people who are saying, well, this is all just a made-up political thing, the Pentagon doesn't think so. I mean, the Pentagon is not exactly this bastion of liberal-thinking ideas, right?
Right.
Did you know that? Did you know the Pentagon actually had plans for how to deal with global warming and how it's going to affect people all over the earth.
I did not know that, no.
I didn't either. And that seems to me an extraordinary kind of statement. This today's story is another one that there have been a bunch of stories, there have been a cluster of stories about the last couple of months about finding new planets, right, and new planets that might be habitable for human beings, which means they have to have breathable air and water. And one of them is, what, like 1,200 light years away or something, so not very practical. But basically, if you put them all together, that basically they're looking for, and NASA is looking for Earth 2.0. They're looking for other planets for human beings to go to on a systematic, institutional, formal basis, which I'm not sure I understood. Did you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, think about it. It's saying what all the comic books and the scary apocalyptic movies have been saying for a long time, is that we're going to run out of everything we need here for us to live. But we're talking about a government agency that has a specific agenda to find Earth 2.0, which I find, I don't know if I find it alarming or intriguing or reassuring. I don't know, or maybe a combination of all those. They said that they found, the Kepler mission found a near Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone near a sunlight star. It made an announcement regarding the introduction of a number of other new habitable zone candidate planets, and scientists then came up with a new finding. Because this came out on the weekend, because we'd actually talked about last week sometime the planet that they'd found, but it was functionally too far away, that you'd have to have generations of people going there, which I suppose you could do, although it's kind of a little scary. But this is called Kepler 452b. It's the smallest orbiting in the habitable zone. It's the region near a star where liquid water could collect on the surface of a planet that is circling a G2 type star. So clearly, there's a very specific criteria for this. I mean, these guys are serious. This is not some kind of just exploration for scientific inquiry's sake. This is, folks, we may need to find a place to live. Where's pixels when we need them? Terrible movie. Don't go see it. According to the Associate Administrator of the Science Mission Directorate, on the 20th anniversary year of the discovery that proved other suns host planets, the Kepler Exoplanet Explorer has discovered a planet and star which most closely resembles the Earth and our sun. He added, the new finding will help approach an Earth 2.0 further. When it comes to diameter, Kepler 452b is 60% larger than the Earth and is thought to be super Earth-sized planet. Sounds like McDonald's got a hold of it. Can we supersize your planet? According, they haven't found the mass and composition. However, according to previous studies, planets that are the size are likely to be rocky. It's reported to be larger than the Earth. However, its 385-day orbit is just 5% longer than the Earth. So there you go. Alrighty. That just seems to me, I mean, so finding the planet is one thing. I mean, that's kind of interesting, as I said. But the idea that they're actively looking for a place to sort of resemble Earth for people to go to, that seems to me shocking on some level, don't you think, or at least surprising?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. There you go. All right, so we'll end up with the teens holding hands so that when they got struck by lightning that both of them survived. They were in Claremont, California. They were struck by lightning but spared severe planar injuries because they were holding hands. Okay, guys, all of you on your cell phones, put those cell phones down and hold your hands. I had helped diffuse the electrical current that ran through their bodies. They were in a tree-lined street when Claremont was experiencing severe thunderstorms, many of whom I went through on Friday night. The ground, we were on the ground, and we gave each other the most terrified looks you could possibly imagine. The chances of being struck by lightning are 1 in 600,000. Given the fact of what, we've got 300 million people in the United States, mm-hmm. I mean, what does that mean? 50 people are going to be struck by lightning at any particular time? Strikes injure about 1,000 people each year. So it seems to me that it would be higher than that. according to FEMA. Symptoms of being struck by lightning include muscle soreness and a headache. Well, do not assume if you wake up with muscle soreness and a headache, you may have just had too much to drink and tried to bench press, you know, the bartender or something. They said it was kind of a shove and getting hit over the head with metal or something. But I mean, I don't know. And apparently they weren't doing anything particularly stupid except holding hands. But I mean, that's got to. I was actually reading a story about somebody who was struck by lightning when he was playing football. And he actually was, it stopped his heart for about 3 minutes. And so he actually got a tattoo. There's a specific name which eludes me at this moment about the path that the electrical current took in his body to remind himself that he was on, you know, that everything now was, it's not even that he was on borrowed time, it's that everything that he had now was a gift, that it actually had stopped his heart for 3 minutes. Because of the lightning strike, and so that everything now was a gift, which is probably not a terrible thing for us to remind ourselves about, that that our lives really are kind of cool, and even when we're having a hard time, that it's certainly much better than the alternative, and that our lives are precious. And it sort of seems to me somehow consistent with what we were talking about earlier today. The idea being that we can't really change our past. We really can't trade our parents in for a newer model. But we can negotiate with our parents as adults in a way that we couldn't when we were kids and get a different kind of interaction going forward, especially if we're not demanding that they admit that they were not very good at what they did. And realizing that our kids are probably going to have the same complaints with us, or the same complaints being that they didn't like the way that they were parented. Because every generation, they change the rules. So we can just remind ourselves that that really is a wonderful thing. We are on Earth 1.0, and while they may or may not find an Earth 2.0, that it's not a bad place to be right now, that our past going backward is immutable, but our future starting today is really much more under our control. And so figure out what you would change, and that was really the point of the question, and see what you can do about, you can't change what's happened before, but you can change relationships as you go forward. And again, tomorrow, today will be your history. So see if you can't make it work better for you. If you need some help, you know where to find me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/drjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
My name is Dale, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.